Well, one thing I'd like to ask, do you know while you're making something that it's not necessarily high art? And have you ever been involved in a dog?
Yes, I mean, many times. I did this film called Rebecca's Daughters that, again, I liked, but it wasn't received at all well. But we did all have a feeling when we were making it. We thought, this is either going to work or it's going to be the, you know, golden turkey of all time. So there were lots of jokes about, you know,
the film, was it shining through? Hell of a film, Jolly, what do you say?
I know everyone hated it, but I liked it.
No, my wife was in the audience tonight, Cameron, right. she said that was a load of crap, it was all right. I don't mean, you know, in that...
But you see, that's what I thought. It was the kind of movie that you have chocolates and it's Sunday afternoon, it's raining, and it's unfortunate that it was about World War II and that it was a commercial movie because it wasn't real and it's not a thing to joke about. But I felt, it had an old-style glamour that was good.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw them filming it in the Aldwych in London, enormous set. I know the Aldwych in New York, they did that. Mm. You had to say that line in that about guts.
No, I had to say, mein Gott, or something like that. Oh, no, mein Gott, you've got guts.
God, give us it once more.
No.
Come on, mein Gott, you've got guts.
I'll try and do my German accent, but I can't remember it.
It was just that line, as I remember it.
Mein Gott, you've got guts.
Fantastic line. What is the rule of thumb here? I mean, obviously, you know, works worse than
underneath. Melanie Griffiths had the worst line. She had, I knew the next day was Saturday because the day before was a Friday, which was really...
That's in the film?
That was in the film.
That could go in our filming suggestions a bit later on. You didn't really want to act, did you? I know it's a kind of...
No. I tried to avoid it because everyone kept saying, well, what are you going to do when you grow up? And I said, I'm never going to act. But it was always the thing that I just really, really loved. I mean, there was just no way I could avoid it. I mean, I just loved it. I still do.
But would you do it if you didn't get paid?
Definitely. No doubt about it.
Spoken like an actor. Lied like an actor.
Yeah, well, I mean it.
Jolly Richardson right there.